It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mass.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Two down in the ninth. 1-2. Kike strikes out, and Iglesias locks it up. The Angels win it 5-4 in Anaheim, and they take the rubber game from the Sox.
Not a good one. It's going to be a quiet one. A lot of opportunities missed tonight, today. How many guys were left on?
The Sox lead 6, and they fall by a run to the Angels.
All right, it's hour number 2, Felger and Maz. I've got to mention, I'm on location. I'm in the remote A-hole chair location, if you're listening and can't tell. Maz and Murray back in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Maz back after a couple of days off, so he hasn't had a chance to weigh in on the Red Sox, who 3 days ago changed their Twitter bio to say, "We've been keeping the receipts of what you said about us early in the year," which we'll circle back to in a second. But since they've done that, they've lost 2 straight. Maz, your thoughts?
Okay, so I heard you guys talking about this the other day on the Twitter bio. So then I went to Twitter, I called it up, and I said, Then I heard Murray say on the...
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mass.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Two down in the ninth. 1-2. Kike strikes out, and Iglesias locks it up. The Angels win it 5-4 in Anaheim, and they take the rubber game from the Sox.
Not a good one. It's going to be a quiet one. A lot of opportunities missed tonight, today. How many guys were left on?
The Sox lead 6, and they fall by a run to the Angels.
All right, it's hour number 2, Felger and Maz. I've got to mention, I'm on location. I'm in the remote A-hole chair location, if you're listening and can't tell. Maz and Murray back in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Maz back after a couple of days off, so he hasn't had a chance to weigh in on the Red Sox, who 3 days ago changed their Twitter bio to say, "We've been keeping the receipts of what you said about us early in the year," which we'll circle back to in a second. But since they've done that, they've lost two straight. Maz, your thoughts?
Okay, so I heard you guys talking about this the other day on the Twitter bio. So then I went to Twitter, I called it up, and I said, Then I heard Murray say on the air, look, maybe this was some, like, intern or something, some lower-level person that's just in charge of the Twitter account, to which all of which I would say, yes, yeah, it probably is. Fire him. Fire him or her. I don't care how low it is. I don't care if it's some intern, some kid who's just getting school credit. Fail him. Out. You're gone. What are you, a moron? So the idea that, because look, the series with Oakland over the weekend was a good series. It was a fun series to watch. They were good games. All three of them. All one-run games. 10-9 the final score. All low-scoring games. And games, by the way, that the Red Sox were not winning earlier in the year. The low-scoring games, they were not winning. In fact, they had one of the lowest winning percentages in baseball when scoring three or fewer runs than of all 31 teams or whatever it is. Like, they were among the, you know, the worst in those situations. All of a sudden, they get to Oakland. They're playing a good team, and the A's, I think, are... I said earlier in the year I thought Oakland was the best team in the league. I may now amend that to Houston, but regardless, I think the best teams in the league are in the West. And the Red Sox have had their hands full with those clubs, and they played a good series. So they get to 22 over or whatever the number is, and all of a sudden, here they are on pace for 103 wins or 102 wins, best record in the league. Everyone's feeling good, and they decide to puff out their chests? What are you, stupid? They're still not good enough to be doing that. So look, they're a fun team. They're a likable team. You know why? Because they're overachieving. That's why. They play hard and they're overachieving. When you're overachieving, don't pull down your pants and do the meat spin. Because then all of a sudden everyone's going to look at you and say, well, you're liable to get your junk cut off if you do that.
Well, didn't this whole West Coast road trip show you how thin the margin is and how that Oakland series played out? And credit to guys like Keiker Hernandez making ridiculous plays in the field. You know, but without those, you know, they might not win that series. And they don't get a few breaks in this series against the Angels. So it was kind of fitting that they went 3-3 on the road.
Yeah, and look, again, they had it coming. Okay, as soon as you open your mouth and you're a team like them, you're going to lose. Because you cannot win with anything less than 100% max effort, focus, and health. And let's not leave that last thing out, by the way. They have been ridiculously healthy. Ridiculously. None of their starters have missed a turn all year, save for Eduardo Rodriguez at the beginning of the year, if you remember. He didn't break with the team. They pushed him back at the end of spring training. So he came in a little bit late. They've made their turns every 5 days, no matter what. Whether they've gone two innings or six, they've still taken the ball. They've had really no injuries in the bullpen. They've had no injuries to their core players. The three guys in the heart of their batting order basically played every night. J.D. Martinez missed a few days in the middle there where maybe half a week he wasn't right, but otherwise he got back in there. They have been probably the healthiest team in baseball. Don't be stupid. What idiots? I saw that and said, you're not good enough to be starting to flap your junk around.
So my response was not just that. It's they're not relevant enough. And so that's how I started it when we came back on Tuesday, right? Which is like, boy, aren't you cute? Acting like, you know, a Red Sox debate still has relevance, like this was 20 years ago, or like we're debating Belichick and Brady, and we remember what, bleh, don't you feel stupid now? And it's sort of like, you know, you're sort of missing the mark. I hate to burst the Red Sox bubble, and people aren't talking about you enough to really blow anybody. You have to care. And a lot of people have to be involved in a debate to be blow-worthy. It'd be like, you know, a Revolution fan calling us and blowing us, thinking that they would have lost to the Columbus Crew. It's like you can't, you know, and it's not quite that bad, but, you know, I'm saying that as an analogy. It's like, you know, no, people weren't dumping on you the first weekend. They were kind of just ignoring you, and that they've kind of been ignoring you for a couple of months, and they've been ignoring you for a couple of years, maybe a decade. It's just not what it is. So, like, get over it. So that was my first response. It's like, and then I had to listen to Carrabas. Like, no, if Felger doesn't know what he's talking about, the Red Sox are hot. Yeah, young people watch them. The streaming numbers are setting records. Fenway's banged out. It's young kids. People care a lot. And they're like, oh, here we go. Now I got like the what I call now as the hockey Krishnas, except they're baseball Krishnas, like the Hari Karis, the Jehovah's Witnesses who are trying to sell me baseball and how it's back. I'm like, oh, now we got this. So, like, that's been my response. And, you know, I was willing to believe Jared when he went on about that. And then we had this Ohtani game two nights ago, most anticipated regular season game for the Red Sox. Highly hyped, all of this, must-watch TV, and it flopped in the ratings. Did not a good number. It got beat in the demos by the freaking soccer, never mind the NBA Finals. So I spent a lot of that. That was yesterday's show, basically.
Do you remember what the number was?
I'll give it to you in 1 second. Can I give you yesterday's numbers first, though? Because I just want to follow up. I spent 3 hours on it yesterday, so this is, you know, probably worth a follow up today. Because again, Jared keeps telling me how hot baseball is. So the numbers for yesterday, the Red Sox went now not just two different day parts, head to head with the soccer, head to head with the soccer, and I'll include the Stanley Cup rating just to give you a sample of what you know, what's what. I'll give you the household number first, even though it's meaningless, but it's the nice little window wash number. But it just accentuates baseball's problem, I think. Household rating. Of those three events I just mentioned, the Stanley Cup rated the highest with a 4. 4 household rating. The Red Sox were next with a 3.17, and then the soccer was third with a 2.32. But as we all know, the household number is not what advertisers buy on. It's not an important number. It's sort of a window washing kind of number.
Is it the same as radio, by the way, Mike? I'm sorry, but is it 12 plus, so it's people 12 and older?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's pointless.
Households. It's, I mean, in radio, don't they even have something like 6 plus? Don't they have some sort of goofy thing where it's like,
That's insanity if they do that.
Is it 6 or is it 12
plus? It's 12. It's 12 plus.
It's 12?
Yeah.
So there are, like, I guess there are 12-year-old kids running around with a meter right now listening to... I don't know, but it's like, no, you can't sell the household number. You can't sell the 12 plus. You have to sell a demo. And the key demo is men 25 to 54. So in the demo, okay, Tampa Bay, Montreal did a 3.44. England, Denmark did a 3.26. Felger and Maz did a 0.42. And the Red Sox did
I was going to guess.
0.67.
Wow.
So the Red Sox did beat Felger and Maz. Congratulations. Barely.
Not by much.
Barely.
That was yesterday?
I put the Felger and Maz number in there just to tell you what they barely beat the freaking talk show. And it's a great talk show. It is the most listened to talk show in the country. It's pretty snappy.
We would have won if I was here.
I happen to like it, and I do blame the loss on McCarthy. Agreed. We weren't even fully staffed. That was like a B game for us. And no offense.
A getaway game for me.
Yeah, it was like a Sunday game. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the backup catcher in there and the complete, you know, the bum utility guy.
Red Sox, Jared. It's like, guys, please, you know, you're off to a good start. You have a good team. Hopefully more people are coming around. But stop this thing. Stop this thing you're on. First of all, the Red Sox, stop your thing about, don't you feel stupid? Like, that's just asinine, dude. We were barely paying attention to you, if you want to know the truth. And then when I say that, don't come back at me with, like, record streaming numbers. Like, among the living, in the demo that comes in under oxygen mask and walker, you not only lost to the soccer match by 5 times. Again, the soccer match did a 3.26. The Red Sox did a 0.67. So I'm going to do that quick math. But not only did you get thumped by an international soccer match.
They got rogered is what they did.
You almost lost to us, Felger and Maz, with Matt McCarthy. Think of that.
Well, that's a killer.
And I got to sit here.
Seriously,
and
that one hurts.
I got to listen to Jared. I don't know what I'm talking about. Like, the baseball's coming. Like, the record streaming numbers. And there's a passion of, like, stop with that nonsense. Just stop. Give it up, please.
Doesn't everybody have record streaming numbers? Because, like, there's this... You know, there's this transition going on in case people didn't remember it.
Maz, don't get me started. When they say record streaming numbers, record for them. So, you know, that's like saying when you do a 0.1, the next week you do a 0.2, we've doubled our ratings. But that doesn't You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. Like, I just had my best round ever. I shot a 92.
Right. It's like N'Keal Harry saying, I just had a record season. He had 14 catches. It's like that doesn't – when you're setting your own record, that doesn't really say anything.
Correct.
Okay? So, like, let's just keep it real. Okay? Let's keep it real on that. When you talk about people who don't live in nursing homes, you lost by 6X to the hockey. You lost by 5X to the soccer match, and you almost lost to Matt McCarthy.
Right, you had to go to a shootout with Matt McCarthy.
So, I mean, I just kind of rest my case on that. And I'm still rooting for the team, and I'm rooting for the sport. I don't mean to
Sounds
be anti-baseball.
Like,
well, no, but it's like, I mean, when you challenge us like that, and you carry on like that, you deserve to get smacked across the face by a moist sausage of facts. And that's what happened. That's what happened. You just got poleaxed across the face by a giant moist sausage of facts. So, and I'm sorry to have to do that to you.
I thought you were above doing that type of stuff.
No, well, not in that case. It was actually kind of fun. So we'll take your calls on the Red Sox. Maz's thought, they're not as good as, you know, they think they are. And it's a wonderful point. The whole reason they're likable in the first place is because they're underachieving. Now the Red Sox, I'm sorry, they're overachieving because they're overachieving, I meant to say, obviously. The whole reason they're likable is because they're overachieving. Now the Red Sox, come on, you're like, you know, how do you like us now? That's a great way to ruin your likability. Never mind you lost both games since. Like, that sort of tends to happen. The hockey gods and the baseball gods and the sports gods. I'm, again, mixing up the Canadians and this Red Sox thing. We'll get back to your calls on all of it, I promise, right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mass.
They've been incredibly consistent.
The only thing that's consistent is their inconsistency.
I don't think that's inconsistent.
Yeah, which is exactly what Murray said.
Am I misinterpreting it?
No.
Now, more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Red Sox would like to remind the haters that they remember your tweets from the first week of the season. You know, when they got swept by the Orioles, how those bad takes turn out for you. You know, don't even bother deleting, because the internet never forgets.
So again, Maz, you know, I'm not on Twitter to see that bio thing, but I did when we came back on Tuesday after several days off myself, and Nesson's on the TV. I'm like, all right, I'm going to catch up on the Red Sox, what happened from the weekend, get ready for the show. And that was like one of the first things that I saw. And I was like, I spat out my coffee. I'm like, what? What are they doing? And then, you know, Murray had to explain to me what the whole Twitter bio thing is. It's just supposed to tell you who you are. And you turn it into some sort of taunt.
Again, and it read, remember your tweets from the first week of the season? We do. Again, this team has had a real likability issue these last couple of years, and they've alienated, you know, the casual fan and people like me. But I've enjoyed this season so far. I've enjoyed this team because they've been overachievers. They're a ragtag, scrappy, ballsy little bunch. Fun to root for. That's why I was kind of also rooting for Montreal during the playoffs. But be that as it may, that's why I'm into the Red Sox this year. And you pull this kind of crap, it's just dumb. Again, like, now's not the time. You're at the halfway point of the season. Things could still go south. And you're going to say, remember your tweets from the first week of the season? We do. You thought we were done after Baltimore? Yeah, why wouldn't people feel that way after the last 2 years?
I'm telling you, the worst thing you can do when you're a team like them is to start thinking you're good. And start, I'm serious. And start tempting the fates. Just play. Just keep doing what you're doing. Ignore everything else, you idiots.
Okay, back to your calls. Stanley Cup, this, our Patriots items. Tom in Kingston has a thought on N'Keal Harry. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, I was calling to say that, first of all, who is N'Keal Harry to demand anything? Second, if he did somehow get traded, which I don't think any team wants him, but if he did or gets cut, whatever. If he's on another team, I would be kind of excited to see what they would do with him. If they would make him a tight end, or if anything would happen with him at all.
Tom, I said this, Maz, the last couple of days. I think he's going to make a fine Arizona Wrangler. And the Arizona Wranglers are the old USFL team out of Arizona, and the USFL is coming back. And that's where he's going to end up. He's not an NFL player. He's going to be featured back in his home state of Arizona, where he went to college, for the Arizona Wranglers of the USFL. But the only story would be is if he goes somewhere else and is actually a player. Like, that would be a story. Not that I'm expecting it.
No, I was just going to say, I think he's got a good chance of being a good Arizona landscaper. That's what I would say. I don't know that he can play in the league at all. Look, I hope he can. At the end of the day, though, let me just say this quickly. Is this really about Harry, or is it more about Bill?
Of course it's about Bill.
But anyway.
And Mike, real quick, did you, so it was at the top of the hour. You might not have heard it. So did you hear what the return could be? One league executive estimates that Harry's cost in a trade would be a conditional sixth-round draft pick.
Oh, no. I heard Maz lose his mind on that one. Like, you know, conditionally, meaning we're going to give you nothing. But if, you know, if he makes the team and is your 53rd player, you might get a sixth. But you're getting nothing. So that, you know, like that, usually the conditional is a fourth that becomes a third, third that becomes a second that becomes a first. The conditional thing is like, you know, no, you're not going to get anything.
But if that's what it's going to be, again, just hold on to him for spite. Like, who
yes,
are you?
No, so I honestly, I wouldn't trade him, because to me, a conditional six round pick, I'd rather wait and see if, again, not that I would predict it, but if some miracle happens and he turns it around and figures it out, to me, I think I'd rather have the chance of that than the. You see, I think the chance of a six-round pick coming here and doing anything is zero. The chance of Harry turning it around and being a receiver in your system is maybe 1%. So, you know what I'm saying? So I'd take the 1% chance that he turns it around.
If I were Harry, I wouldn't want to be traded. I mean,
right.
I suppose, at least if you get cut in camp, you can then pick whoever you want. You'll have a choice. And then beyond that, correct me if I'm wrong, if he gets hurt in camp, does he end up getting paid?
Yeah.
It's okay. Only off campus that they...
Right. So, right. There's an injury settlement. He can still be released on an injury settlement, but he has to get his money or most of it. Yep.
I mean, I would take that gamble if I were him at this stage.
Absolutely. Joe in Vermont on the Stanley Cup. Hi, Joe.
Hey, the only way N'Keal Harry has a shot, and they should have, like, promoted him as a tight end so he could do contested shots in the red zone. Anyway... Oh, Murray, le moi sausage across the face. Oh, le bleu. Le bleu. I don't understand you, man. Like, if I told you the Titans were playing the Chiefs, you'd be like, yeah, great story. They're not beating that roster. And that's how you'd say it to us. But we got to listen to this Montreal crap.
So, Murray, what were you tweeting last night during the game? Thanks for the call, Joe.
Oh, no.
Were you angry? Were you getting into it?
A little bit. Only be, look, I mean, LeBlah is actually a very funny line. Credit to the caller there.
It's good.
And I can appreciate the
Blanc et Rouge.
Go. Yeah, that one's good, too. I can appreciate people's hatred for this team. It's just not ingrained in me like it is with, like, the Yankees or the Lakers. Like, you're not going to catch me rooting for those teams and calling them a good story, even if they had, like, a scrappy run. Especially the Yankees. That would never happen given their payroll. The Canadiens haven't been relevant guys in like 30 years. So in this, and again, I don't have that ingrained hatred with them. You know, you want to blame my parents fine.
I do.
I know you do.
For lots of things.
but still, like, I just, this time around, again, after that Toronto series and the Bruins blew it again, I like the Stanley Cup Finals and the playoff run, so I wanted to pick a team that I wanted to, you know, invest in and watch the rest of the way. It just happened to be the Canadiens. It was nothing more than that. It wasn't this, like, prolonged troll job or anything like that. And I do find it kind of funny, though, that people bought in so much on this Lightning team, which is a team you really should hate. And I do believe this, and I know it's something that DJ Bean wrote about on NBC Sports Boston's page. It's like, you realize it does kind of diminish what the Bruins have done here for the last 10 years, just in terms of
so
teams
what?
From the East. So you, that's who you were invested in? This team? You're like,
no,
you want to enjoy that? Like,
no, Murray, I told you anyone else I'd root against the Lightning, you know, than the Canadiens. But the thing about not wanting the Lightning to prove they're better than the Bruins, they are better than the Bruins. Like, I mean, that's what it is.
No, that's a tough pill to swallow. I mean, you just pulled for a team that won back-to-back Stanley Cups, and the Bruins continue to underachieve as their window closes. That's gross.
Well, that just is what it is. I can't fight what is. I mean, the Lightning are better. They're way better. They drafted better. They signed again. How many bad signings have they had? Like, who is their David Backes? Who is their Matt Bolesky? Did they do those things? Like, in this last little recent run, I don't think they've really done those things. So, like, I can root against them the laundry thing, but if I'm just telling it like it is, like, no, I don't want to root against Tampa. I'd like to be Tampa. I mean, I wish my decision makers made the decisions that they did. Cam and Taunton's been waiting patiently. Cam, thanks for hanging on. What do you got?
And you know what it is? Again, it's not this individual Montreal roster. I mean, with the exception of Calgary, he's a little rat. They don't have hateable guys. But Murray, just wait. That whole culture up there is going to turn Nick Suzuki and Cole Caulfield. In 2 years, they're going to be flopping all over the place. They're going to be crying at the rest, and they don't get it. The crowd's going to lose their mind. When they get called for something, they're like, oh, how could you call us for that? The perfect example of this is P.K. Subban. When he was in Montreal, he was a dirty little rat. Remember the Game 7 against the Bruins in 2011 when Greg Campbell had his arm wrapped around him and he looked at the ref and just fell backwards? But then he gets to Nashville, New Jersey. He's a fine guy. He's not quite the same player, but he's a fine guy, not doing any of that crap. The whole culture up there is rotten. Those people don't deserve a damn thing.
Yep, I'm into that.
That we'll have to wait and see on, because there are likable players, and it is those two specifically that Kokiniemi, or however the hell you pronounce his name, like, they have young studs, potential stud players there, especially those forwards. We'll see, if they do that old Montreal thing, and there's some real filth to their game. Okay, all right, you can blummy me then too, but for now, I don't know, those kids' games, like, I watched them again. I said it then, a couple of weeks ago when you people started get on me for this. If they were wearing Calgary sweaters, you'd be so into them. Like, I don't see red like a bull when I look at the Canadiens red. I just don't.
I'll be honest with you. I was rooting against them because I don't want to see that style of play rewarded. And when I say rewarded, you want to win a round or two with that, right? Fine. But a cup? No. No, I'm not giving you the cup for that. Congratulations. You get the most out of your ability. You won a couple of rounds. You made some people sweat. Had they won the cup, though? Oh, to me, it would have been like, ugh. You get, with the copycat nature of sports, how many teams would start pulling that crap again?
And I tell you, that was part of my thing, too, which is, it's one thing you lose in the late 70s to Guy Lafleur and Yvon Cornwallé and Larry Robinson and Ken Dryden and that team. Okay, you tip your cap. They built a great team. And again, it was a different time back then. But either way, it's like, okay, that's legit. If they get a cup because the league realigned and they had a small division and there was goofiness in the second round with their opponent, and they sort of like, no. That would not sit, monsieur. That would not sit at all. So we continue with that. We continue with our baseball conversation. The baseball again.
Monsieur et madame.
Got rocked, got absolutely de-pantsed in demos by the soccer match yesterday, which I happened to watch too. We had both TVs on. I watched the baseball and I watched the soccer. And in that soccer match, which more of you watch, there was another example of how replay has ruined sports and, in fact, does not work. I want to hit on that quickly. We'll do that after Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots
to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Springfield.
Please, Mass. What the?
Felger and Mass.
What the F are we doing here?
98.5.
What are we doing?
The Sports Hub.
Sterling. Zipping around Mailer. Still got it as well. Sterling goes down. Referee says penalty. A penalty for England. And Sterling's dazzling dribbling induced that.
Well, that's been the danger for England throughout the game and throughout the tournament. When their wide players start running with the ball, Mailer gets the ball there, but does he get it here? Well, that right leg comes out. Sterling goes over it quickly. There it is. I don't think the referee's going to change his mind here.
Quickly, Mark Clattenburg, penalty.
It's a very difficult one. I would say that the referee's in a great position, and I don't know if it was the first bit of contact by the first defender at this point here with the trip. There's a slight contact, and this is what knocks Raheem Sterling down, not the second bit of contact. But is this a clear and obvious error? I doubt it.
All right, welcome back to the program. Quick thought on, well, it's really a replay take. As much as it is a soccer take. Did you guys see this play? Did you see how England beat Denmark yesterday?
I did not. Nope.
Okay. So, extra time. It's a 1-1 match, extra time. So, you know, if you're tied after 90 minutes, you play an extra 30. So, they're in extra time. And one of the strikers there in England, Sterling, is deep, you know, inside the box, but does not really have a clear scoring chance. He does not really have the keeper dead to right. It's sort of off to the side of the net, and he's sort of he's dribbling around, and one of the Denmark defenders sticks out his legs, doesn't really touch him. Guy goes down. They award the penalty kick. Harry Kane, their big star, takes a kick. The goalie saves it, but because, you know, the way the sport works is not only – it's not like a shootout in hockey where, if you know, you miss the attempt, it's over. It's you play on. So – the goalie saves it. The rebound goes right back to Kane. He pots it. That's how England advances. If you saw this play, Maz, as I'm talking, maybe just if you Google it,
I got it up right now.
It's like it is one of the problems with that sport. I mean, like the American equivalent is pass interference, right? You know, you play a 60-minute football game. It's a close ball game. It's a tie score, and all you do at the end is you chuck it up down the field, and a defensive back runs into a guy. They place it at the 2-yard line, and the game's over, right? It's like, and I feel like this is worse. Like, this is that penalty kick. You know, a lot of guys miss it because they choke. They're a bunch of choking weenies in that sport. But it's such a layup. And then when you can follow up your own shot, like Kane did, and so that's a huge match. I mean, that is like the Euros, probably the second biggest tournament, you know, in soccer, second or third. I don't know. It's no lower than that. We're just a step below the World Cup. And it's a semifinal game, and it's decided because the ref decided to, you know, call a touch foul in overtime. You know, and it's like you just hate. Yeah, that is like my least favorite thing in sports.
I mean, just looking at this thing now, because it's the first time I saw people bitching about it, obviously on Twitter, but now just there's no contact there.
No, so, I was just going to say, having watched it, to me, it just feels like part of normal play.
And to me, I don't get bent out of shape by bad officiating or missed calls, because I really do feel like that's part of it. And like, that doesn't outrage me that a ref blew a call. It's calling the touch foul. Like that nothing, to me, it's like the worst thing you can do is decide a game on a touch foul. Mm-hmm. And it happens way too much in basketball. It happens every now and then in hockey. And in soccer, it happens more than it. I mean, it is. Again, I do like soccer. I am rooting for soccer too, as you know. And I've watched a lot of these matches. I think soccer's a good watch. I think it's a good product. It's 2 hours, no commercials. You know when it's going to end. Good flow. It's always sort of on. I like it. I think it's a good TV product. I like it. But it's one of those kind of things that make you go. That almost literally make me go click. I can't devote any time to your sport if that's how you're going to decide the game.
So I'm asking because I don't know. I know you follow it a bit, Mike. Has there ever been a referee corruption scandal in European soccer, the level of the NBA?
I mean, I think there have been referee scandals, but don't ask me to specify.
Because just even like with my rudimentary knowledge of this tournament and, again, European soccer, I look at this and say, okay, this tournament's happening in Wembley. Like, there's something up here. They want England to go through.
Here's the deal. They have replay. And this was reviewable. They call it VAR, V-A-R. Yeah. Okay? So they have VAR, and they could have, VAR could have notified the ref, could have sent the ref to the monitor, and the ref could have overturned it. That was all doable. Apparently they have a rule that if you call the foul and there's any sort of contact, they can't reverse it. So did Sterling's knee brush against the Denmark defenders? It may have. So like technically by the letter of the law, they could have reviewed it, but they would have had to have upheld it because there was some sort of contact.
Yeah, it's a little like the rule we go by here. Whatever's on the field stands if you don't have conclusive evidence.
Well, or, the guy pops off a second base, and he's off second base, and the tag's on him, so that's the rule, and we have to call him out. It's sort of like one of those sort of things. But it's just example number 1,000. This is really a replay thing more than a soccer thing. Replay doesn't work. How many times do I have to tell this to you people? Like, how many times do you have to be, I feel like I'm browbeating you with this, but it happens over and over and over again that replay doesn't work. A lot of times it gets the call right, a lot of times, but definitely not every time. And it doesn't satisfy what I think it wants to satisfy, which is you walking away from a big ball game saying the right team won for the right reason and the refs didn't get in the way. Like that. Like that's why you never want to walk away from a game, Maz, and say the refs were the reason.
Absolutely.
Replay does not stop that. As much as we ever did before replay, we walk away from sports saying the referees were the reason. Replay doesn't work. It doesn't work. And I've long been past the point where I think it can work. It's just no one can use common sense, and no one, like, they need to just throw out the rules and have a replay official that just uses this common sense. And and the ref is on headset. He's got the earpiece in. All it takes is one look at that thing, and you say, Frank, that's not a foul. Reverse it, and let's go the other way. And it should take 10 seconds, and there doesn't need to be a rule on the books for it. It's just the replay official says, no, turn it around, go the other way.
It's what I always say, common sense for crucial plays. And that doesn't look like that's what that was.
So, it's just another example of it. And it's just about my least favorite thing in sports. The touch foul that decides a big game. And it happened in that one yesterday. So just wanted to weigh in on that quickly since so many of you were watching it. We will get back to your calls in our long commercial-free segment next.
My 31st.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
You are a sorry lot. You are a sad, sorry lot. 98.5. Literally pathetic. The Sports
Hub. When you're tired and your back's to the wall and you're defending your box, you don't want to be going out of a competition to an appalling decision like that. And I thought it was. Mm-hmm. Because one, there was barely any contact on Raheem Sterling on the first challenge. And then he was, before the second challenge, if you want to call it that, came in, he was already falling over. I'm sick and tired of this clear and obvious, right? Because I think if he sends VAR sends the referee to the monitor, and he watches that and doesn't change his mind, I would be surprised.
But isn't this clear and obvious
nonsense?
Rule? It's just another
layer
thing that we look at with VAR that we've... I was all for VAR before it arrived. For big decisions like this,
yep.
We needed VAR for the big decisions like this. VAR's made such a hash of football in the last season in the English Premier League. But what they should learn from now is things like this, it'll take 20 seconds for the referee to go and look at the monitor and see that that is not enough for a penalty. In my view, that is not enough to give a penalty on such a game like this,
yeah.
You know, these games, they come around once in your lifetime.
So I play that. That's from the ESPN FC crew. It's just even a different language, different dialect, different sport. It's all the same argument. It took soccer. They may have been the last sport on the planet to use replay, but in no time, they talk about it like we do. It's all the same thing, right, Murray?
It was like Scottish Felger and Maz. England got so lucky there, getting home field advantage from the VAR. It's like the Queen Mum was looking at it herself.
Well, they said VAR has made such a hasher of the Premier League. What's a hasher?
I have no idea.
Do you hear what he said there? Such a hasher? Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what that word was.
I blame the bloody refs!
It's the same thing. It's just little Scots. But it's the same crap.
VAR bent over the Denmark and gave him a proper Roger, and they did.
So anyway, there's that. Back to your phones on everything. Pat in West Roxbury. Hi, Pat.
Hey, how's it going? Your conversation last couple of days about the Red Sox and their relevancy in town has been fascinating. You know, over the last 15 years, you've seen them really fall from grace. So I'm legitimately curious. Do you think here in the next 10, 15 years, we could see soccer and the revolution actually jump into the top four in terms of relevancy? And the follow-up to that is, if they were to do that, what would it take and which team would they replace?
So let me tell you, Pat, and I think there is a chance. I've long felt it. I sort of, when the U.S. didn't qualify for the last World Cup, I sort of said, you're on your own, soccer people. Like, I'm done fighting your fight. But I do, in my heart of heart, still think they can nip the Sox or the Bruins. So, like, and when I say they, not the Revs, but U.S. men's soccer. And if we go way down the line and MLS really starts bringing in star players and you legitimately start getting the best players on the planet, then I think soccer can and will catch baseball and or hockey. I do.
So you think hockey over basketball?
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. Hockey's a regional deal, Maz.
No, I get it. Yeah, I get it. I just think it. I think that, you know, and I don't dispute the fact that the Bruins' core is probably smaller than the Celtics' core. I just think they're way more loyal.
Well, I mean, I just think, and when I say it's a regional deal, we happen to be in a region that cares about hockey, so, like, obviously, but I'm saying that, and I think the Bruins audience and the Celtics audience is pretty comparable. I think they're kind of the same size anyway. But I just think the national breadth of the NBA means that that's always going to sort of be there, and there's no risk there. If the U.S. goes on a real run, Final Four, World Cup final, God forbid, win the thing, and they then start bringing over some of the biggest and best players in the world here, then I think soccer is a real chance, because as a TV product or a streaming product, whatever you want to say, it works. It works almost more than any other sport. I don't know if people fully appreciate it. It's 90 minutes, halftime's 30 minutes. And so if you include a little bit of injury time or if it goes extra time, it's different. But for the most part, a soccer match is over in 2 hours, 10 minutes. Book it. Like, that's it. The game starts at 8, and you're done just after 10, and there's no commercials in the run of play.
I am the epitome of the casual viewer of that sport. I really only watch if it's like a World Cup match, even Women's World Cup. I'm only in and out, every few years. But every time that I've watched it, I liked it. That running clock, there's no million commercial breaks, anything like that. It just flows. It's great.
I mean, when the Americans are half teeth, I admit I take interest in the women's team. I totally do. Casual, but it's a casual interest. But
well,
I totally
they're dominant.
Do. Yeah, well, that's what I mean, though, is that, I know they're if not the best in the world, they're among the best in the world. And so I can at least sink my teeth into that because I want to see them play at the highest level.
Nationally, soccer is almost caught hockey as it is nationally.
I'd buy that.
But nationally, as a national product, it's closing on hockey right now. Here, and for the Red Sox as an institution, for them to be playing as well as they're playing and to get, absolutely poleaxed, walloped by the soccer head-to-head in younger demos is, should be a little dose of reality to baseball. If they've made some strides, and certainly the Sox are a good story in all of this, they got a long way to go to get back. Mike's in Groton on the Stanley Cup. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Belger, I've been on your side the entire time. I look forward to your Canadiens 3-minute segment elimination party. Even if my favorite top 25 players are on the Canadiens, I'm not rooting for them, and I do not like Tampa Bay. And just finally, I don't know if you saw the Gary Bettman speech. That was the most cringeworthy Gary Bettman speech I've ever seen. It kept going. He was pretty much telling the Tampa Bay Lightning, let's do the same thing we did last year. All he did last year was be a stuck bag like he did last night. And it didn't look like they just won the cup. They were staring out in the distance waiting for this boob to shut up.
He gets it worse than any other commissioner, and I don't know why. I mean, I honestly don't get the hatred for Gary Bettman. I think he's... I don't think he's a great commissioner, but I don't think is he killing the sport? Is he I don't understand the vitriol for that guy.
I think some of it is just the way he sort of looks and sounds, and he's smarmy. He comes off as a smarmy New Yorker, which is what he probably is.
Yeah, easy guy to boo, I guess, but...
I also think the sport breeds intensity. So any sentiment comes out times 100.
No, honestly, I didn't see the speech, so I'm not even really familiar with what you're talking about. The only thing in the post game I focused on was Kucherov with his shirt off at the podium, which was spectacular. And we'll play a sound of it coming up. They've shown you pictures. They've shown you the video on NBC Sports Boston. Have you seen it, Maz?
I have not.
Oh, God. Can you show it quickly on the simulcast just so Maz can see a still shot in the updates? Maybe you'll see it here at the top of the hour. They've been showing video of it. He came out with a Bud Light shirtless. And there used to be this guy at BU hockey games. I don't know, maybe he still does it. They called him Sasquatch. Yeah, tremendously hairy back. He's just like a hairball. He'd take his shirt off and walk up and down the stands, showing people his hairy chest and back. It was kind of a weird thing to cheer. But, it was absolutely tremendous. Kucherov came out there without any shirt on. Guy seriously needed some manscaping with the Bud Light already half in the bag. Started ripping Montreal fans for thinking they had won the cup after winning, one game. Out of five, it was that was worth the price of admission in the post game. All right, we've got more, and again, we've got a lot on the table. The baseball stuff, Maz's football follow-ups from the last couple of days, the Stanley Cup, obviously. We haven't hit on the Celtics in a couple of days. Jason Tatum, for the first time, spoke publicly after all these offseason changes for the Celtics. You'll hear what he had to say, and the Team USA is now practicing. And you'll hear what Jason Tatum's buddy Bradley Beal had to say, and we'll start and get into this stuff, and we'll do it after Murray's 90-second update.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.